like 90 things had already leaked at this point. And I sat there trying to sort of catalog in my brain what could possibly be a surprise at this point, realized, oh, wait, no, that's next week.
Yeah, is that real? I saw that yesterday and thought that that was, I couldn't tell if someone was kidding or not.
I saw the video being passed around today, or yeah, whatever the announcement thing was. It was Sonic and fucking Lord of the Rings or something, I don't know.
What's the A-Team, Goonies?
The A-Team?
Gremlins. Yes, the A-Team. Everyone's favorite. The kids love the A-Team.
Fucking A. George Pard.
Yeah.
Icon among children.
Uh-huh. He loves it when a plan comes together. Cigar-chomping Lego man.
Oh, man, that's so good. That's the dumbest thing, and I love it.
That
almost makes me okay with that game in a weird way.
Well, like, the first one had fucking...
It had, like, Ghostbusters and
Scooby-Doo and shit, and Portal, and...
And those are all things
I
like.
So all over the place.
And I like that, but, you know, the fact that they're actually drilling down even further into that.
Yeah. I guess, like, at some point, it just makes sense for them to have, like, this swath of properties that... can appeal to kids and the parents who are stuck playing that game with kids, right?
Yep. Totally.
But I don't know. I really fucking hate all those Lego games. They're
That's
just
the
so
thing.
Unfun to play.
I don't actually want to play that game at all. I just love that, like, they've tapped into this bizarre vein of nostalgia beyond just, like, these very obvious franchises.
Right. Yeah, like, it's not just stuff that's attached to a reboot that's coming this year or something. It's just like, I don't know, the fucking A-Team?
I mean, there was that A-Team movie a while ago, but, you know, I don't think a lot of kids went to go see that.
I always meant to see that A-Team movie.
It's alright. Mm. It's better than you think it would be.
Yeah, it's...
Liam Neeson's a pretty solid George Papard
I bet.
Stand-in.
Yeah.
It was a Joe Carnahan movie, I think.
Mm. Was it right? Rampage Jackson or whatever? Does he play
D.A. Baracus? Rampage Jackson is totally in that movie.
Sure.
And he is exactly what he needs to be in that
Great.
Movie.
And then I think they're announcing Destiny stuff today. I think that's the other... Oh, wow, what? Apparently they ditched the Zenny store for Street Fighter.
The what?
That was the real money store.
They're just not going to do it?
You would get fight money, and then you would spend real money on Zenny, and then spend the Zenny on...
So wait, they're just not doing that now?
That's what this person just said. But I guess, like, at some point, like, they're selling the game on platforms that already have mechanisms for you to purchase things with real money. So the idea of, like, building in a paid currency into the game, maybe they don't need to do it with the way that they're...
Right, so they're just going to do it with the marketplace.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. Huh.
Which, considering they apparently had a bunch of fucking trouble launching that store in the first place, I suppose... It makes sense to at some point go, hey, why don't we just do it the way that everyone does it, and this is stupid. As much as it's sad that, you know, we'll no longer be able to use Zenny, because that's my favorite fake currency.
It's up there.
I like that it keeps coming back around. I like that Capcom just keeps doing it. But sure, why not? Straight cash.
Yoshinori Ono is just gonna come to your house and be like, give me that cash.
And I'm like, not until you dance around in a way that makes me forget that your game's on fire.
Okay, I'm gonna do this little dance and check it out.
Uh-huh.
Blanca's here!
Ah, I love this game!
Put a dollar bill into Blanca's hand.
Hooray!
I I think Ono would have made a really great heel wrestling manager in another life.
Yeah. No changes to his persona.
Absolutely just none. Just
right down to the Blanca.
Yeah. Like, get that dude working with Los Ignoborales right now. Get him out there with Naito.
Yeah.
I don't need it to be crazy early or anything, but it would be cool if we could get out a little early tomorrow.
I've got even better news for you on that front.
Yeah?
We are not going to go to the office tomorrow.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
How is that for...
That'll grab me. Yeah, my stepsister's currently road tripping with my stepdad back here to move back here.
Oh.
So we're all supposed to go get dinner tomorrow.
Damn.
Just come back to California, gonna be a damn lawyer.
Oh. Hmm. Good. Well, we need more lawyers.
I think she's getting into, like, environmental law.
Okay. She's gonna represent a tree.
Yes. State of California versus this species of acacia.
Uh-huh. What the fuck is acacia?
It's the name of a tree.
It's the name of a tree, okay, alright. I feel really bad for the people at this gas station.
Yeah.
On account of this is, like, closed, and I don't think they're going to reopen it.
Oh, no. The gas club.
Yeah. Like, the only thing off that exit is that gas station. And now they've got big signs saying, like, free coffee if you come and get gas. It's like, that's cool.
How do I get there?
I have no way to get there.
How do I come to you?
Like, once I've seen that sign, it's too late, because I don't know... I mean, maybe you can get on this frontage road up here.
This all seems like it's broken.
Yeah, but it's with no gear in the office to do anything with. We can't really run a live show from there, so...
That's fair.
Vinny's gonna try to run one while we play games in it with him.
Makes sense.
Not only enough shirts, but the right shirts.
Yes, the correct E3 shirts. Farm to table cola.
Yeah. I tried that. They make a ginger cola with this as well.
I like ginger soda.
But this is a ginger cola.
Oh. Hmm.
And I think that tastes like shit.
That seems like not the best combination.
Yeah. So, I was going to try this Red Bull. Smells like, peaches, pineapples.
I like peaches.
It smells like the tropics.
Yes.
I mean, this isn't the worst pineapple offshoot flavor I've tried.
I don't know if I've ever actually tried any offshoot flavor of Red Bull that wasn't just the sugar-free garbage.
Yeah, they've been selling, garbage. Like, they've had, like, the red can, the blue can. You know, they've had, like, various berries and shit like that.
I also have not had any kind of energy beverage in, I don't know, probably like a year.
Huh.
The only time I ever drink energy drinks is usually when I'm at E3.
Makes sense. When is the next Barodeo? Probably 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because we have to go to E3 and then get back and then rebuild the studio with the stuff that is being taken to E3 right now.
Right.
Anybody else doing stuff on VR games right now? It seems like there's kind of a blackout on VR games right now. Yeah, there's not. I don't really see a ton of coverage.
I mean, it feels like a lot of the stuff that's coming out, with the exception of that Insomniac thing, are kind of lower key and not like the stuff that anyone's like super clamoring to cover.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think that'll stay the case forever or anything, but like, you know, we're post-launch, so it's a lot of stuff kind of trickling out.
Yeah, that Insomniac game, Edge of Nowhere.
Yes.
I
kept wanting to say Edge of Tomorrow, but I guess that's not right.
I want to try that. I have not played it.
Yeah.
It's $40.
And that's kind of the high end for those games these days, right?
There were some that were $50 and $60 at launch. It's like E-Valkyrie.
Right.
Well, E-Valkyrie is free with a Rift, but that's, you get the free Founders Pack with buying the Rift, but when they sell it, it's $60, which is too much money for that game.
Yeah.
I know GameSpot reviewed the Insomniac game.
Yeah.
And it's weird, they have been pretty good about sending me or making sure that I had access to all the stuff going up on the Oculus Store, but I did not hear anything out of them about this Insomniac game. So I don't know what the story is with that. But we wouldn't have had time to do anything with it, with E3 creeping up anyway, so I'm going to get a hold of them at some point and say, hey, we want to cover this thing.
This thing that people are saying is good.
Yeah. And then there's that, was it House of the Dying Empire? House of the Dying Sun?
Yeah. Which had a different name at one point.
Yeah. Enemy Starfighter.
That's what it was.
Which that sounds awesome. And that supports the Rift and the Vive.
And that's a game that also is not VR. Like you play not in VR.
Yes, right. Yeah. So I downloaded that last night, but I didn't try it.
Okay. I think Austin had been playing that at some point.
Yeah, yeah. Like, not in VR, but yeah.
Yeah.
I hear it's a pretty good VR thing, so. Cool. So I want to try that. Destiny thing is starting soon. Any plans to watch that? No, I don't think I'm going to burn all my phone data on watching a Destiny stream. Especially, it sounds like a ton of that stuff leaked out. Like the particulars of, you know, a new strike, a new area, like whatever, you know, the stuff that's in it. Seems like that stuff got out yesterday, so.
Yeah.
So, no.
Besides, we can always rely on Brad to relay us the information as needed.
Mm-hmm. Precisely. And I don't know if anything will get announced between, like, this Destiny thing might be the last thing, or it's the last thing that I know of that is, like, getting announced prior to the show actually starting, but, you know, stuff always leaks. I remember driving down on, well, stuff always leaks, and then sometimes magazines will have, or just websites and stuff will have exclusives. Like, I think IGN ran the Transformers stuff on our driving day last year. but I don't know. When I think about the appointments we've booked and the number of slots there are for unannounced game that have since been replaced with this game just got announced and now we know what it is, or this game leaked, like, there's a very small... There are not a lot of games.
It feels to me like the stuff that will be surprise announcements will be stuff that is much further off.
Yeah, it's going to be press conference stuff. Yeah. Like, you know, the surprise, this game is here and playable and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's...
That's not a thing.
I can think of one case of that. But also, that game might be at a press conference. I would put that game at a press conference.
Yeah.
There was the Deus Ex stuff yesterday, which I played that a while back. That game seems good.
Yeah.
I liked the previous Deus Ex.
It does not seem like this.
This seems like that.
Okay.
I played a bit of that Breach mode, which is the thing, the VR, the fake VR thing they announced.
Right.
Wildlands guy better walk out with Drug Dealers Anonymous playing. That would be pretty good.
I read an actual news story about... I can't remember, but it might have been Peru. That one of the candidates that is likely to win the presidency there is in danger of turning it into a straight-up narco state.
All right.
Like, she's the daughter of some former president who... had a ton of ties to weird, corrupt areas of that country, and yeah, the word narco state was used no less than a half dozen times in that article.
Well, if they would decriminalize and perhaps even legalize some of that stuff, you would rob nations of like that of their power.
Yeah. Or perhaps if you were to send some of Tom Clancy's Wild Men.
Oh, Clancy's Finest.
Yes. Send the Wild Man in.
Yes. To shoot up the country.
Yes.
Until there is no cocaine left.
Seen that cocaine factory on that mountain over there? You blow that shit up.
Yeah. I hope that game is just, like, tactical fucking... Just... But also mercenaries. Also just blow up a bunch of stuff. Blow up this cocaine country.
So I'm going to tell you right now, it does not have that sense of humor at all.
I know. But no, I don't want it to have a sense of humor about it, though. I want it to be fucking deadly serious as I devastate this entire fucking landmass.
Then you are in luck.
All right. That would be a reboot I would be into if Need for Speed was suddenly a series about crippling amphetamine addiction.
You could still drive in it.
Oh, sure.
But you're driving speed across state lines.
Yeah. It makes the cop stuff have, like, a new level of importance.
I like it.
saw Jeff Keighley out there saying that he was going to have Lil Wayne on his live show during E3.
Ah, yes, Lil Wayne from video games.
Yeah, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5's Lil Weezy.
Yeah, he was on a tear last night talking some game about what he's got on the YouTube stage.
Yeah.
Which I don't doubt. That dude usually gets good stuff for his shows.
Sure, yeah. And then, yeah, did you see that, like, I knew that there was going to be some bands associated with, like, this whole public event thing they're doing.
Yes. But I did see.
Like, it's part of some Doritos fucking arcade. Come see Steve Aoki.
Yes. I knew there was a Doritos booth or stage or something going on. Because according to friend of the site, Bakun, he saw someone on a plane he was on recently spend 4 hours just trying to tweak a font on a fucking flyer for that thing.
Awesome. I knew that they were doing some band stuff, and I think that's... And they were trying to secure some stuff before they announced the public event at all.
Yeah.
But... I was listening to the radio. I was listening to...
Like actual radio?
Actual satellite radio.
Okay.
One of the rap shows. And like one of the co-hosts of that show was suddenly just like, oh yeah, I'm going out for E3. I'm hosting at E3. I'm hosting like Steve Aoki and Skrillex at E3. I was like, oh, that's weird.
That is weird.
So that hasn't been actually confirmed yet, but...
Also, Steve Aoki, maybe I don't really know where the EDM scene is these days, but I feel like Steve Aoki is the DJ you get when all the other DJs say no.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I feel like, didn't he start a super group with Skrillex? Isn't there Empire? Is that
man, them? I don't know. I don't know. I could be totally wrong. I just feel like Steve Aoki is sort of like this weird relic from a time when that shit was coming up, and then like all these other people like vastly surpassed him in terms of notoriety.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't really pay attention to that shit. All I know about EDM is occasionally what leaks back to me from Sam. When she occasionally has to work on, like, cover shoots with, like, Diplo or whatever.
Hmm. What was Diplo like?
Apparently Diplo's alright.
Alright.
Nice enough guy.
Seems like that could go one of two ways. Yeah. I guess that's probably true with most musicians and stuff at this point. But either they've kept it together and they're just like, oh yeah. Or they're fucking monsters.
Yep. That's generally the vibe I get from the story she tells me. Like, oh yeah, no, this is fine. Or, oh my god, they were a nightmare.
Yeah. I picture Meghan Trainor as a nightmare.
I don't think she's had to work with her yet, so I can't say for certain.
I'm trying to think of, like, who would be a bad person to work with.
Yeah.
Who would probably have taken it in a bad direction. And that was the first name that came to mind. Can we expect Rocksmith 2017? Maybe. No, probably not. I don't know.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
But that will be a very low-key announcement if they do.
Yeah, that's like barely on a stage.
Yeah.
That's like Ubisoft's going to go, by the way.
That's like Dan Amrick driving around the convention center just going, hey, Rocksmith!
Is he doing stuff for Ubi now?
Yeah, he's basically their Rocksmith, like, community guy now.
He's like the new Gary Steinman?
Yeah. Well, no, I think Gary was still there.
No, Gary is at Bethesda.
Oh, okay.
And he took someone else. Are they still doing stuff for Rocksmith?
They were still releasing DLC content, not, like, super regularly, but I think they were. I think it does okay for them. Like, I don't think the thing is, like, a huge investment for them. But, like, the people who are into it are way into it enough to where it supports it.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Like, that thing's not for everybody.
Yeah. Like, that thing is to guitar players what, like, Rock Band is for drummers.
Right, yeah. What's the chance they let Pope get on stage? I'm going to say unless there is a ton of people on stage playing For Honor at the same time and they need, like, just bodies to fill a multiplayer thing.
5% chance.
Yeah.
That said, I mean, if you're charismatic...
Yeah. Macadocious.
Just downright awesome. Like, just put that man on stage and buy whatever you're selling. You're selling.
Just get him up there and he'll say, hit me right here. Hit me right here and I'll sell your video game.
Get him to take his shirt off and it's over with.
Yeah. Point this camera at me until the money stops coming in.
Mm-hmm. You'll be waiting a while, though.
I hope you booked 3 days of stage time here for your press conference. Yes, Rocksmith is still releasing DLC. 5 pop punk hits from Good Charlotte, including the anthem, released this week.
Great.
I love the idea of Rocksmith, but don't want to play that at all.
Yeah. I think if I were more dedicated to the idea of learning guitar or bass, I would probably start there.
Yeah, totally.
But I am not.
Yep.
Also, I've tried to learn guitar on 3 separate occasions in my life, and it never took.
Yeah,
I like hitting stuff.
I could maybe see you learning bass in an acceptable manner.
Yeah.
But I don't see you playing guitar.
Yeah. Me either.
I liked having a lot of basses around the house for a while.
Sure.
When Chris had all his shit there. And I could just, like, I don't know, fuck it, I'm gonna pick up this bass and just fuck around on it, and, like, that's how I kinda got to a point where, like, I can kinda do this, I can kinda do something, it's not, like, competent, but I am playing a bass line.
True. Yeah, no, I like the bass. The one time I tried to fuck around and learn a little bass, like, I felt like I kinda had a better grasp of it than I ever did with guitar.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I still don't think I would ever be especially good at it.
Oh, most bass players are terrible.
Believe me, I know.
Yeah.
Most of the time, they're just faking it.
Yeah, no, I had my big grand dreams of becoming a proper drummer via Rock Band, and got a lot better than I ever had been before, but still not acceptable at keeping tempo.
Yeah, it's hard.
So like most drummers, really. Yeah. I mean, I would speed up as I play.
Yeah. I mean, I still do that. I've been playing, you know, damn, 20 years at this point, and I still occasionally have trouble, like, maintaining an extremely steady time.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people have that metronomic quality. A lot of people don't.
For me, it was just, like, I never really firmly got the dexterity down of doing three things at once.
Yep.
Like, I can definitely do two things at once. I can reliably, accurately do two things at once on a drum kit, but the minute you have me do both hands and a foot, it's just not reliable anymore.
It took a solid 2 years of lessons to get me to the point where I could do that reliably.
Yeah.
And then once you start adding in the other foot, like, that adds another layer of
complexity. Oh, sure, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, once you hit that, like, level of limb independence, like, it just goes from there.
Right. I guess, like, at that point, it's, like, either you understand what you're trying to do or you don't.
Yep.
Like, once you've got the dexterity down, and, like, I've have spent enough time thinking about the drums and programming out drum beats and stuff to where, like, I know what I would do if I could do it.
Yes. And you understand what instruments or, like, what cymbals and drums and whatever are required to make the sounds that you want.
Yeah, more or less. That's why I've got the Rock Revolution drums.
Nice. The best drums.
Yeah, the best drums. The most properly laid out, the most sensible. I do still have my Rock Revolution
drums. I saw them. I saw them in your...
Still sitting in my garage.
In your garage.
Yeah.
Like,
within arm's reach in a sad way, even. It's like, oh, I can just grab the...
You just play that game if you want to.
Nope. That's okay. Chances of a new DJ Hero at E3? I'm going to say zero.
Yeah, I mean, even if that Guitar Hero game had sold better than it did, I don't think that's where they're going to go anytime soon.
I think that studio, the dude that I got the Guitar Hero, my first Guitar Hero demo from, in talking to him about DJ Hero, he seemed like he was into the idea of getting back to it.
Yeah.
And using Guitar Hero as a way to get there, but
that game did not do super well.
Yeah, I saw they had. I was at Costco last weekend, first time in a long time. Just wandering around, and they had Guitar Hero, like one guitar sets for like I want to say it was like $30 or something. It was like blowout prices. Like get this shit off the shelf. And then they had one Xbox One Rock Band 4, like, band kit for $99. And I had this brief moment of, like, I should just get that. Because that's pretty cheap. And I was like, no, because I have that exact thing in a box at home.
You don't need it.
That I don't intend to fucking use. Harmonix just released their E3 trailer for the VR music, for music VR.
Okay.
Yeah. I tried that out.
What did you think?
It's neat. It's for what it is, it's neat.
Okay.
They need to not charge a lot of money for it. But it'll be, it's like, has the potential to be a good, like, first VR experience for people who need that.
Right.
You know? Chances of an E3 switcheroo and there actually being a Skate 4 announced. You know,
It'd be nice if the hashtaggers of the world could somehow will that into existence, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, I just... I don't know if that's a good bet for EA to place, and I don't know which studio would make it.
Yeah.
Unless you took the fucking people of Criterion, whatever they, whoever they are, assuming they still work there, and said, whatever this thing you were making, nah, you're on Skate 4 now.
Well, so apparently that thing was at GDC. I saw a couple people mention okay. it. So, like, I don't know if it was there in a visible capacity or not, but they... Whatever that weird Criterion thing was that they showed a couple of years ago, what existed at GDC this year in some capacity.
Yeah. Okay.
So they are around and they are still making that thing.
Okay. But I'm just trying to think of, like, EA Studios that you would tap to make...
Right.
...a Skate 4.
All right, let's see what is there. So we know EA Motive is making whatever the next... What that Chain Raidman thing is.
Right.
Yeah. Whatever that game is. EA... Was, who made UFC?
Was it Tiburon?
Was that in-house at Tiburon, or did they just help out with it?
Tiburon made EA Sports MMA.
Okay.
And I want to say that they went on to make UFC and the UFCs as well.
Okay.
Which would make sense, but I guess I don't know that for sure. It says here that EA Canada made UFC.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, you've got EA Canada doing sports stuff. You've got Tiburon doing sports stuff. Like, I don't think skate is something you give to your sports teams.
No, I don't either.
Because it's kind of its own thing.
That might have to be a different squad. Like, they might just have to pull together some disparate folks into a thing to make that.
I mean, they could take the Garden Warfare team and put them on this because some of that team is the skate team.
Oh yeah.
Or at least it was at the formation of that team. Like, they were ex-Black Box. But I don't know how many of those people are still there or if it's the right people or anything like that.
Right.
But, like, they're still sort of working Garden Warfare because I think they just put out, like, a ranked mode for that. You reopen EA Chicago. You get Kudo on the phone.
All right.
Say, we're sorry.
Please take us back.
Please. Or you take Skate 4 and you make it a partner's game and you find an external studio to handle it. Which, honestly, that's, you know, like, the stuff that Square is doing with its weird crowdfunded Fear Effect game and all this other shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the crowdfunding aspect of that much, because it just seems like a weird... It just seems so weird.
It does seem a little weird.
Like, a hybrid version of EA Partners that merely exists to exploit the vast vault of intellectual property that company controls in small to medium-sized games. I guess I don't know if that would actually make any money, but... That would be kind of fucking awesome. Because I'm sure you've got teams out there that would, like, be interested. Like, you know, I'm sure that they get pitched fucking Road Rash games all day long if they ever take pitch meetings from external studios.
Right.
So at some point, just say yes. It's like, yeah, sure, okay, all right. We're not going to give you a bunch of money for it.
Or really very much at all.
But we will... We will help get this onto machines and market it and stuff,
sure.
saying, I don't know why I have this weird feeling there's going to be a lot of new IPs this E3.
Based on what I've seen leak out, I think you should be relying a lot more on sequels to things you played than just a few years ago.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with
them. Like, it's a nice thought, but I don't...
There are too many games on the table right now that have not been addressed in a long time. Like, Crackdown and Scalebound and... You know, like, if you think about who's left, like, lineups we don't know that much about, it really kind of comes down to Sony and Microsoft in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And, you know, The Last Guardian's still not out. Horizon got pushed. ReCore is still on the books. You know, there's, like, just a bunch of games across the board that, like, I think will get re-shown.
Yeah.
In a, you know, more finished capacity. And, you know, yeah, you'll see a couple of announcements, but I don't know. I don't know. I hope that Crackdown is there.
That'd be nice.
That, if it's not, that's alarming. I was asking around at the spring showcase, like, so, Crackdown not here? I was talking to someone who worked on, who was in marketing, and Crackdown was under her purview. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, yeah, you know, it's still, you know, it's still very much in the works, obviously, but, you know, we're not showing it here. This event is more focused on more near-term stuff. Like, okay, well, that was a while ago, and I would hope that we see Crackdown. I hope that game's good.
Yep.
And I don't know, like, the more I think about it, the more I start to wonder, like, why am I actually so excited about Crackdown? Because there's so many open world games now that maybe that's not as awesome as it seems like it could be. I don't know.
I think it's been long enough since the last one that I think we all want to see if Crackdown can still hit us the same way. And, you know, there's one on the horizon, so there's value in being excited about that. But
yeah,
it could be totally disappointing. No way of knowing yet.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, I think that's... There will certainly be new things announced, obviously.
But sure. But I don't think you're going to see, like, a cavalcade of that shit.
Yeah, this seems like a year to kind of drive home the stuff that got announced last year and position it for release and all that sort of stuff. How many fewer fucks will Nintendo give about this E3 than the last one? Yeah, I mean, they're... You know,
the least number of fucks perhaps they have ever given about E3.
I mean, this seems like a year where Nintendo is just keeping its booth so that it can have something next year when it has a new device to show. Or, I mean, that device will be out by then. But
yeah, I mean, you know, Zelda will bring in foot traffic for them. Like, it's not gonna... It's not gonna be nothing.
I mean, it's still the Legend of fucking Zelda, right? Yeah. But yeah.
But you're right, this does feel like very much a, you know, we are planting our flag here for future reference.
Or it's not, yeah, at some point it was like, oh, well, of course we're going to show our new stuff at E3, and then someone made the decision to be like, no, we're totally not. Or, no, this is definitely not ready yet, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, shit, we have E3 coming up, what do we actually show? And then watching them spin to, like, oh, yeah, The Legend of Zelda is so huge, it deserves its own, like... All right, no, of course. Like, yes, definitely. It is The Legend of Zelda. Like, we are all in agreement, but pretending that this was the plan all along.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Not so much.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Galaxy team working on, I mean, Super Mario Galaxy? I don't know. I mean, everyone's, I'm sure every studio is now working on an NX game.
or a mobile thing.
Sure. Chances on new announced Vita games. No. I mean, I guess, like, there could always be some cross-buy indie stuff.
Yeah.
But that's all you're gonna get out of the Vita. Ever again. And the Vita announcements are something that they would probably save for PSX. Because right. That's where the crowd that would actually care about new Vita announcements would collect. And TGS. No, not even TGS. It's not going to see a lot of Japanese development for the Vita from here on out, I suspect. So it'll be largely this region when it comes to Vita announcements, I think. Xbox bundled with a Rift. Yeah, and it's E3 is not the time for that type of announcement. Alright.
Time to crack our second beverage.
Time to crack this 1893 here in the tunnel. I hate fancy colas.
Yeah.
Like, you can really taste the cola nut, but no.
That's not what I'm after, really.
Yep, that's exactly what this tastes like. I knew what this would taste like before I even opened it.
Well, you've made your bed.
Yep, no. I wanted to know for sure. A little bit like dirt. Big for this tiny drink.
Yes. They expect larger beverages.
Is Sony going to fuck up VR for everyone else by shoehorning it into their console? No. If anything, Sony seems like they're maybe poised to do VR right.
From a sales perspective and an audience perspective, yeah.
That thing seems like it's at a decent sweet spot where it's not the most capable headset on the market, but it will be more affordable and more available. John Drake in a Unite Harmonix and Parappa? No. No, I don't think so. Would it make any sense for Nintendo to be working on VR like those rumors say? I never chased those down, because as soon as I saw someone say, like, oh man, Nintendo's pivoting into VR, I was like, no, they're not. I'm like, no, that's not.
At best, they are perhaps, you know, hedging bets against having a system that is VR capable. I can't imagine that is a thing they are diving headlong first into.
That would be a very hard pivot for them with where they're at right now. We saw Nintendo with the Oculus booth last year getting demos.
Yep.
At the very end of the show.
Reggie was walking through.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 days after he had been quoted saying, yeah, I don't know about VR.
Yeah. No, they've been shit-talking VR in a way that sounds a lot like, yeah, I don't know, it seems very expensive.
Don't know about that.
But also, like, you know, you think about VR as, like, a relatively isolating technology, and that's, like, the antithesis of what Nintendo has been going for.
Right.
For some time now, so. I don't think Nintendo's in a position to really go tech crazy on VR stuff.
No.
Like, it just doesn't seem like the move that they want to make.
Yeah.
It doesn't line up with the move that it seems like they are making. Do you think Microsoft will announce the new Slim and stay silent on any possible future upgrades? Yeah, that seems likely. Question about the wiki here. We're currently, there are engineers that are currently rebuilding the entire back end of the wiki to get it into a more stable place on the site. And the editing process will be a lot easier and smoother, and there's some cool features that are coming with that. And then my desire is that once that is on stable footing, we'll start to make some changes to page types and some other stuff that should be smoother and more streamlined and smarter than it is right now. So, that stuff's cool. The new wiki stuff is pretty cool.
I like our wiki.
It's fun. it just, it's, there are things about it that are a little too particular, and, like, if you, like, we've built up rules on top of rules on top of rules, and then a lot, some stuff broke in the transition, so it's like, okay, until that stuff gets fixed, it probably doesn't make sense for us to kind of lay out these rules in a concise and easy to understand manner, because we're probably going to be changing a lot of stuff, so, so it's kind of been a long time coming.
Is this a place that just sells grilled cheese?
There are multiple places in this city that just sell grilled cheese.
Do people know they can just make that? Like, you just get some bread, put some fucking cheese, and then you just grill it?
But what if the bread was artisanal, and the cheese was as well?
Well, Lord knows I don't have access to those kinds of materials, so thank God.
This says the American Grilled Cheese Kitchen, so I think they probably only use American cheese.
Ah. Well, I mean, it's very hard to get, so... Yeah.
They also sell tomato soup and salads, coffee, and treats, according to their sign.
Mm.
The Melt, which is around the corner from the office, is a pretty good grilled cheese place.
Okay.
But they'll put, you know, if you want bacon on that grilled cheese, they'll do it.
Oh, God, do I ever.
And if you want a black bean soup with it...
I might.
Which I recommend.
I like a good black bean. Soup form or otherwise.
Then I might say, maybe check out the Melt.
Give it a go. Make apps, not war.
Yeah, welcome to fucking, yeah. No, that...
I mean, if those are my only two choices, then I'm making war. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to war with the app developers.
What is that even? Oh, it's for University of San Francisco. Okay, yep. Yeah. Go to college, learn how to make apps. Or... fight for your country. What will you choose? Yeah, the day that that went up, the day that I first noticed it, I gave up on a lot of things.
Reasonable.
Like, if you wanted a clear symbol that the city is not worth saving anymore... that banner is probably up there.
The one that said our after-school program is Silicon Valley didn't do a whole lot for me either.
What does that even fucking mean?
I think it means that they are putting children to work in computer chip mines.
Okay.
What's that? Got working parents? Well, we could just, you know, look after you and let you watch some movies, but instead, why don't you make these computer chips?
Get in the clean room. Get in the clean room! Someone should make an app that's like Yelp for public toilets. I want to say that someone... There have been multiple apps over the years. I don't know if any of them ever caught on, but ones that are focused on, like, telling you where the nearest public bathroom is with some kind of information about it. Speaking of apps, how's Tap Tycoon coming along? I'm level 50.
Mm.
My wealth level is 50. I prestiged again last night.
Truly among the 1% of Tap Tycoons.
That's me.
My God, I'm becoming my
I like this neon sign where the Isseri in rotisserie chicken has fallen.
And it's the point where you can't even really read it.
You can't even really read it anymore. But it's all still lit up. It's environmental storytelling.
What terrible fate befell these chicken making
rotisseriers.
People.
Rotisseriers. I think you're going to have to go around the block today. I think it's actually closed.
You might be right.
Have I played Dan on the repaired Blitz machine? No.
They're saying no.
No, it is still... I need to get the keys to it and fuck with it. It just dies after... Hey, you got to go all the way up and around. You can't even turn here. I won't get to where you want to go anyway. This guy. The Blitz machine is still fucked up.
Oh.
What's
wrong with it?
I played a full game of it on Friday, and it seemed fun. I left it on, and then when I came in on Monday, it had died. And it seems like now it'll just...
So...
Yeah, you gotta go up and around. You can, I mean, if you want to cut through this gas station parking lot, you might pick up a couple seconds, but...
Nah, it's fine. But so you were saying it's broken?
Yeah, it'll play for a little while and then eventually just seize up.
It's goddamn tragic is what that is. Is it 99?
It's 2000.
Okay.
Gold edition. It's an NBA Showtime machine. It's a sports station. So when you put in a quarter, you can pick between Showtime or
Bullets. Okay. I don't really remember much about NBA Showtime.
It's NBA Jam, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then take this to second and turn right, and then we'll just have to go the wrong way down the alley. They'll have a guy posted up there to make that harder than it should be, weirdly enough.
Eh, what are you gonna do?
Thank you. guess the Destiny thing is starting. Or has started. I don't know.
But once we get in, I'm gonna finish it.
Whoa.
You made that fairly easy, in fact.
Yeah, good.
He's like, oh, yeah, you're all right.
Let me push this button here so we can get in this garage. All right. And then let me push this button here to turn off this live stream.
All right.
See you later.
Have yourselves a fine Thursday.
Yeah, we'll be back, tonight. Ooh, you are kind of close.
Yeah.